as we get less supportive governments, shall we say, about supporting broadcasting and the arts, seeing the pressures mount for making what CFRU does sustainable has been a bigger and bigger challenge. And, always the engage in fundraising. But in the early days, it didn't seem to be as big of an issue because there was funding and there was low overhead. So it kind of had an economic model that worked. And I've been watching with amazement and appreciation how, when that model gets more precarious, how CFRU manages to press on regardless and still find a way to stay vital. But yeah, it actually is an issue, as you know, that we as a community should be more aware of is the people that we elect as our leaders in provincial and federal governments. They are clearly not supportive the way that they ought to be, and a lot of people don't know that. And I'm cynical enough to think that some of the cutbacks and changes in the funding model over the last few years are because the provincial government under Doug Ford is saying, "Well, who wants a bunch of those crazy hippies to have airtime anyway?" Right?